views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Psychic Love Doctor.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee. Our topic today is, can social media ruin your real life relationship?
Boy, and is that ever a hot button issue these days. I'm Deborah Lee. I would also like to welcome my intuitive co-host, Daryl, who also serves as resident husband for me. And I have Stacy Ketstever sitting in with us, senior chief in the United States Navy, but she also is an incredible metaphysical expert. She will share with us a little bit about what she does, and she's going to work with us today on the topic of, can social media ruin our real life relationships? And we will be doing readings, so please, if you are on Periscope with us, please enter your reading questions. We'll get to you as we can. And those of you who are listening to us over the radio, please, Daryl's going to give you the number. Please contact us at
1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819.
Stacy, welcome. So glad you're here with us today. You seem to be a deep, deep well of information concerning social media. You certainly are part of the generation that is so well immersed in this, where ours is still, we're still playing catch up a little bit. So tell us first a little about yourself and what you do in a metaphysical sense.
Well, my name is Stacy. I am a certified angel oracle reader. I work with crystals, pendulums, various decks of tarot cards, and I also use a personal prophecy.
Yes, and that's what we will be giving readings with today, is the personal prophecy card reading method, of which I am the only living subject matter expert. I learned this method over 30 years ago from my maternal grandmother, who was an incredibly intelligent woman with barely an eighth grade education. But she had this revolutionary method of perceiving the future from ordinary playing cards. Now, while there's many systems out here, what makes personal prophecy really unique is that we're able to perceive the future in advance and improve it while we're living here right now in the present. So just keep that in mind as we go along today. Now, let's talk social media. It's kind of a scary world out there sometimes.
Yeah, you got your Facebook and Twitter, and then you got Periscope, and was it Tumblr, and what else? Snapchat, WhatsApp, Google Hangouts, Instagram, and somehow they're all interconnected, and it's very difficult to keep your life straight when you're sitting on your phone like this, constantly checking it instead of paying attention to the people that are actually around you.
And I have to admit, for several years, I was frightened of, I literally was phobic about Facebook. My perception was it was a bunch of adults behaving like sixth graders. Yeah. And in, you know, in realistic terms, it is a lot like that. But once you get sort of sucked into the whole drama-filled atmosphere of it all, it's hard to resist. Very hard to resist. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could explain, with your connection to the active military, how this has impacted relationships on, say, ships and...
Oh, my gosh. So... we've had a lot of military members that end up with what we call boat booze or little ship girlfriends or boyfriends, and we find out via social media that they're dating and they're married to others, to other people. So social media can be very, very dangerous.
Is it an emotional affair?
Usually.
Basically?
Usually. What starts off just as, you know, friendly, everyday conversation ends up being a little bit more than that. And then things start to go downhill after that.
Well, and I've noticed that a lot of men, I don't know if women are doing this, but a lot of men are under the impression that Facebook is a matchmaking website, a dating website, where they'll ask to become your friend, and once you've friended them, that's the right lingo there. Once you've friended them, then they're like, hey, what's going on? And tell me about yourself. And
I think it's about even both sides of the spectrum. Just women are more and more, they're getting more and more aggressive as time goes on as to what they want. And they see a single guy on Facebook or even a married guy on Facebook that doesn't seem to be posting photos of his wife. Or they only post photos of the kids.
Really? Are these clues?
Yeah. And so they think, hey, this person must be unhappy. So let me just, you know, message them and start talking to them that way. And then push comes to shove and start having.
You know, that's interesting because I have had some haters that have point blank confronted me and said, hey, why don't you have any family pictures on here? What's your game? Mm-hmm. And actually, my Facebook page is in connection to the show pages, and I felt that maybe having family and all this kitschy stuff on there wasn't really what I should do, but I didn't know that it sends a signal.
Just like, you know, if you're married and your spouse has an account, you can go onto Facebook and you can see on there married, and then if your account is linked, if your account is linked to your spouse's, it'll say married too. And in my case, it says Phil Kettstever, because we've accepted the relationship via Facebook, which makes it official, of course. But people will go on there and they'll just see married. Well, to who? So then, you know, they'll go start digging through your pictures and they're like, well, there's no pictures of a spouse. There's only pictures of the dog and the kids.
So it's like cyber investigative.
Yeah, pretty. Everybody on Facebook is their own personal investigator.
Yeah.
And stalker.
Yeah.
What some of them don't realize is it may say married, but it may be to their job, to their to their kids,
that's
to their
pathetic.
Dog. I know, but it's realistic.
Yeah, that's true. But I really didn't know that these things had such an impact. So see, I'm learning something here.
Or you can go on someone's site, and in one case, one of my friends is married and has got 4 kids, but only lists his brother-in-law on his relationships. Not his wife, not his kids, not his parents, only his brother-in-law. So that also sends a message.
That he's available?
Yeah. Or that, you know, he's possibly not proud of his family, or that they're not connected in the same way that you think they should.
You were the one that clued me in that we can use an app that will tell us people that have been on our...
Yeah. Yep. There's an app for Android. It's called Spicer, and it'll tell you who actually has visited your Facebook page, whether you're friends or not. So you can go download that on Google Play Store, Spyster.
Okay.
And it'll go through and it'll say the top people that have viewed your profile that day. And I actually found out I had a stalker that way, because he was like number 3 the whole time. And I was like, all right, we have not talked since January. Why are you on my Facebook page? And then I found out he was also on my LinkedIn.
Well, can't they just like come to see what's there, what you're doing?
That must be what he was doing, because he was also looking at my husband's page too.
Ah, so he's really out there. Yeah. Skulking around, yeah. So now, do you have a Facebook page for Readings by Stacy?
I do, and it actually is Readings by Stacy.
It is.
Yep,
okay.
Stacy.
All right, so anybody that would like to get in touch with you certainly can. Well, we'll be going to break soon, but you might throw in a phone number for us, and those of you on Periscope could start doing some readings.
Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. So, have you ever seen any instances where social media has actually helped relationships?
No. Absolutely not. My personal philosophy is there's two things you should never talk about on social media: your financial status and your relationship status. So as far as everybody knows, I'm broke and no one wants me. So nobody knows I'm married except for the people that are my friends on Facebook, and nobody knows what I do unless I tell them. Because those things are just private.
The one thing is you don't put up those really provocative type of photos that I see a lot of these.
Absolutely not.
You know, that's sending a message too.
Yeah.
My youngest son, who is now about 23, this morning as he was going out to work, I asked him, I said, Zach, tell me about social media ruining relationships. He's like, oh, Mom, yeah. And I said, well, tell me. He said, when you have a girlfriend, she's your girlfriend, but suddenly you find if she puts up a picture that's suggestive, now you have 20 or 30 other guys that you're competing with for your own girlfriend. And I said, come on, can it really be? And he goes, yeah, it really can be like that. So there's a cynical edge to all of this.
Mm-hmm. And the only things on my Facebook page are pictures of me and my husband, and the dogs. And that's it.
Well, that's good. That's nice, wholesome. Yeah. Yeah. You still get suggestive?
Not anymore. I had one photo up there that I did when I was at a modeling shoot, and it was just of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I had like 30 new friend requests, and I'm like, oh, this photo needs to go.
So you aren't getting the crotch shots, the penis shots. I tell you, I was getting those, and I just wondered, what is it about me that attracts somebody wanting to send me a penis?
It's the red hair. It's the red hair.
And others out there, I know you can relate to this because I've talked to others and they're getting penises on Facebook too.
I'm not.
But Zero, I'm actually glad to hear.
And I'm not even getting any crotch shots. So
but there is a lot.
I must
lot
be doing
of,
something right.
There's a lot of sleaziness kink out there. Yeah. So I guess you're going to take us into break.
All right. We'll be right back here in a few minutes. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Our topic for today is, can social media ruin our real life relationships?
And at this point, the consensus is yes. I know, though, that there are some very nice relationships that have connected, that have developed on the internet. But I think they're few and far between.
Being in the military, a lot of people are on dating sites, and it's not just like Match.com or eHarmony or anything like that. When I was in Japan, we had a lot of sailors that loved Japanese women or Filipinas, so they would go on to WhiteMenSingleInJapan.com or something like that. And I do know of a few people that it did work out for. I'm thinking of a couple. There's actually three couples that it did work out for. Now they have like two or three kids apiece. So social media is kind of beneficial in that way, but generally could be kind of negative.
During the early days when it was booming, nobody knew what they were really doing. And I think that we were all very virginal in our approach to the internet, how we were dealing with people. I remember one particular senior chief, he was a CB over at the Little Creek base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I met him online and would talk to him when he was at work in the office chatting, the instant message thing. One night he said, I'm here down at some kind of Navy formal affair where he was wearing his senior chief thingy with the formal tuxedo.
The formal attire.
That's it. And he said, hey, can I drop by and meet you? It's like 11:30 at night. And I'm like, sure, Dale, come on. Well, he came over, came in my apartment. We exchanged a couple words and he said, what are you, crazy? You don't even know me. And you've let me into your apartment where your children are sleeping. And I'm telling you, he went off on me. And he said, promise me you will never do this again. And, I never forgot that. Yeah. So anytime somebody wanted to meet, I'd say, well, let's go to Patty's Pub, or we'd think of with you where, well, I made you come.
You made me come to you in the middle of the day.
Yeah, but ordinarily, no. You keep your home and family pretty much protected from.
Yeah, back when the internet started out in, the early to mid-90s, everyone would go on chat, and of course, I was like 13 at the time. So I was like, I'm 17, and I'm meeting all these guys that are like 20, and then we'd go to meet up somewhere, and they'd end up being like 15, I am, and I'm 13. So, but we'd always meet up at like a public place, like the Memorial Pool in Oakland, Illinois. That was a big one.
But at least they weren't like, 50-year-old men.
And that's the other dangerous thing, too. We actually had a, back in the early or late 1990s, there was a huge sting of the Catholic fathers in Chicago.
Oh.
And the one minister, the one Baptist minister that was busted was the one I went to church with. And he was posing as like a 22-year-old female on the internet to get little boys.
Well, it is quite a fruitful frontier, isn't it, for all kinds of crazy fantasy making. Daryl, why don't you give our phone number again?
All right, our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call.
And Periscopers, give us a little message.
Give us a call, too.
Or you can just put up a message. That's fine. Either way. wanted to tell you, I did a little research that I thought would be a little bit on the positive side for all of us.
Okay.
Since we all have these, you know, horror stories about the internet, wanted you to know that 60% of adults who are married or in committed relationships feel that cell phones, the internet, and social media plays a very important part in their life together. So they're integrating it into, like I was mentioning to you, when him and I will go out, say, for dinner or lunch or something, a lot of times he's got his phone and he's scrolling through Facebook and I'm over here reading news. And people looking in think, oh, do they have a terrible relationship?
There's a new meme out there that says, you know, I'm having people over tonight so everyone can stare at their phones. But that's exactly what we're all doing. We're so busy looking at what our social media best friend is doing that we're too busy to look at what our husband is doing. And they're sitting across the table from us.
I think you lose your focus.
Oh, yeah.
And another man comes on the scene with a good-looking picture who may or may not be him. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you're, like, kind of swayed a little bit. So I also found that the majority of parents are using a lot of parental tools now in order to keep an eye on their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Which back when the internet was just a little bit of a boom town, nobody paid attention to that.
And there's other apps out there that you can actually install on your kids' phones or your significant other's phones, and they're spy apps, so they'd actually, there's no icon that you can put on that they see on the phone, but you actually will get all the texts, you'll get all the emails, all the calls, you'll see everything.
Of your spouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put it on your spouse's phone too.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, we got our first caller, Lisa from New Haven.
Wonderful.
Why don't we go to Lisa?
Hello, Lisa. Lisa. Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
What can we do for you today?
Well, my name is Lisa, and I've called in, quite a while ago, but I was actually catching you on Periscope, and just was kind of calling for a follow-up.
Okay. Can you refresh us on your situation?
Sure. I have been dating someone for the last 10 months. He is in the military and is currently deployed. And though I really didn't expect much communication, it's been about a month now without hearing anything, and which leaves me with a lot of doubt, and not really sure when he's coming back or if this relationship will move forward towards the future or not.
Okay. One moment as I lay out your cards, Lisa.
Deb uses a 24-card layout.
I do.
Ordinary playing cards.
Yes, that's true. And this method is so precise when it comes to, say, affairs of the heart or, you know, the feelings, how others are feeling toward us, what's going to develop in terms of a relationship. I have a lot of clients who will arrange a reading with me because they are in high-powered career fields. They don't have time to waste on, you know, some schlub that just isn't going to handle anything. So they would rather know up front. Then they can make appropriate choices for themselves in the romantic sense.
Oh, boy.
Well, Lisa, I want to rest your heart and put your mind at ease. I mean, I really feel that what's going on right now is they're in a very difficult period of their mission. However, I mean difficult in terms of it being rough and rocky and arduous and hot and, you know, all those external types of influences that we can't do anything about. I do feel that there's some dissension in the ranks right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not getting their care packages in a timely manner. They're not getting enough communication. Where Stacy's sitting next to me, she's very proficient at this method. And aren't you picking up the same thing that they're starting to to quibble and argue like a bunch of old ladies right now.
Yeah, in other words, morale isn't the best.
That's it, exactly. And I feel that in this unit, there's a fellow that would like to get home. There's somebody here that isn't well. He's not going to be able to, it's not like you can just drop a chit in the middle of Afghanistan and, catch a plane on the way out. So there's a lot going on, but I think that you should really keep a very positive space, send out as much positive energy as you can. I see that for one thing that you would like to know, he's very much alive. He's very healthy at this point. And I feel he's missing you terribly and will be coming home in the unforeseeable future. I can't say next month or, I feel that the summer months, so I'm kind of feeling July into August would be a time frame.
Yeah.
But keep the faith, Lisa. He is coming back.
Oh, I will. I'm sending care packages every 2 weeks and nightly emails and cards and, it is tough not knowing if they're received because there's no tracking with the military and UPS. So,
right. And, bear in mind also that they have to stay a little bit emotionally disconnected doing the dangerous work that they're doing. They can't reveal where they are. They can't discuss the work that they're doing. I mean, everything about them right now is highly covert. So what you have to do is just know that no news is good news. And try not to watch the news. It won't do you any good.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Well, thanks so much, Lisa. We're going to have to move on.
Thank you so much.
Take care, honey. It's all going to work out.
All right. Let's go to break here. And again, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others?
Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Today's topic is, can social media ruin your real-life relationships? So far, the answer to that is yes.
A resounding yes. But it would be interesting if anybody out there listening has a unique story to tell. Please get a hold of us. You can either call in or you can reach us via Periscope right now. So that's a good way for you to also get a reading with me is through Periscope. So if you're out there, let's hear from you.
All right.
Okay, well, Daryl, how about you? What has been your experience?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine's pretty vanilla. I mean, I talk to friends I know, old shipmates, old high school friends. That's pretty much the limit of my involvement in social media.
Well,
I don't get all the crazy ladies sending me weird pictures.
Well, and I think, too, if you have a really solid relationship with your partner, you don't have to be spying on each other.
No.
And I've told you all my passwords, and I've said, if you really need to go look, have a blast. Knock yourself up, you know?
And you know mine. There's only three of them.
I will admit, though, there are several elderly Navy retired men that I do exchange certain emails with. They tell me about their prostate problems, and I tell them about my family issues. But that's really, you know, there's nothing more to it than that. And I've said, Daryl, if you need to go check them out, be my guest. Don't we have somebody waiting
yes,
for us?
Yes, we have Karina from San Diego waiting in the wings.
Oh, lovely.
So let's go to Karina.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
So nice Hi. To hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you guys are taking calls and glad I was able to get through. So I just wanted to share my experience because my husband, he has so many accounts, it's ridiculous. And he is a promoter for clubs and music. He's a DJ, and so he promotes clubs and music and himself and everything. And that has been a little bit of an issue because, yeah, I mean, like, he promotes himself and his music and his friends, you know, more than even his family, his wife, or anything like that. And that has been an issue with me. I guess a little jealousy. I'll admit to that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it can't be easy to live with on a day-by-day basis.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, and he says that I'm always on Facebook, but he's the one that has so many accounts. And anyways, we've been having some issues, and I wanted to see if you can give me a reading as to, you know, what's going to happen between us in the future. It is really rocky, and if you see anybody, if he does leave, if you see anyone close to me that might, you know, take his place or...
I hear you.
However.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Thank you. I like my neighbor's son, by the way. Just a little crush. But nothing serious, of course. I've never, but I mean, when I get hurt so much, it's just like you could only take so much. And, you know, and it's just like the interests are between him and I, where they're not, that we don't share the interests and everything. And the only reason why I said I like my neighbor's son is because he seems to have at least a little bit of the same interest as me that I can barely even look at because he has a boat and he likes the ocean and I love the ocean. So to me, that's like a oh, wow, that is, my husband hates the ocean, hates the water. So it's,
well,
as you can.
Here's my perception as I'm looking at your cards. I feel that over time, you and your husband have essentially outgrown your connection to each other. I'm perceiving that you are headed in a new direction. And all the things that are missing in this particular marriage will be in abundance in the next one that's coming for you. It's a very passionate, hot attraction that is filled with nothing but love. But basically what we had, Daryl. Right. And I want you to know I completely relate to your situation, hon, because I have a previous husband who also led a very secretive online life, and he had many accounts. And it took some time, but I eventually discovered that he was advertising himself in swingers magazines. I mean, the full Monty, the total nudity, it was all there. I saw the ad. I mean, it was quite a stark and shocking revelation, but it said, it is time to move on, Miss Deborah Lee. This is not where you want to be. And I did, and I feel that you already know in your heart that he is not giving you what you really need to be happy, to live a fulfilled life. And there's an awful lot of us who have walked around like this. So I just want you to know that you don't have to get a private investigator, and you don't have to, you know, start running around with lots of other men. Although the neighbor's son, he's looking to me as being characterized as a door opener for you. This would be a wonderful relationship for her to get back in touch with her feminine side, to go out on the ocean and just enjoy yourself, to feel good.
So the neighbor's son, there is something that shows?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
But he's
not. I don't even know
if
he's single. I just never seen him with a woman.
One. The one is still further down the road, but every
day again?
You're getting closer to him, and he's looking for you, too.
Wait
and
one
this
second.
Man
Did you
is
say
full
he's...
of love. He wants that soulmate kind of lasting love connection with a woman also.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. I didn't understand. It cut off. Did you say that this is the neighbor's son or it's someone after him?
There's someone after him.
Yes, after him.
The neighbor's son is
a door opener.
A door opener for you. Get letting you get back out into the world.
And to feel good about himself. There's nothing worse than having a secretive person who tries to make you feel guilty for the things that they're actually doing. So, yes, I do feel that your marriage is in decline. We're still connected?
Yes.
Okay. But, you know, if he's willing to go to counseling, if he were willing to really work on this relationship, of course you could turn it in a new direction. Personally, I think you're moving in a new direction.
I'm thinking he's moving in another direction because he's the one threatening me.
Well, Stacy, do you have something to add there?
He might be the one that's threatening you, but at the same time, that's just going to keep pushing you further and further away. And eventually, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to say, you know what?
That's it.
We're done here.
Yeah.
You can only talk so much and you can only say so much to me before I just quit. You know, like you can only push an animal into a corner so far until they attack you. And I'm not saying that you're an animal per se. What I'm saying is, you know, you can only be threatened for so long before you just say, we're done.
Also, I think there's a female personality around this. A friend, she's a mutual friend between you and your husband, and I think she knows a lot more than she's letting on. And when this becomes apparent, remember, he's the guilty party.
Yeah.
So don't shoot the messenger because of the message. But she's in a position right now where afraid to come forward and tell you what she knows.
Tell me what?
Well, simply that. You deserve better, that you should have more of a life, and that your husband really isn't very trustworthy.
She's going to tell me?
A close friend is going to tell you that.
Yeah.
And is he cheating?
It's a female.
Is he cheating, though?
I can't exactly say that he is. I think that he's having interpersonal relationships with people online, but I can't absolutely say that.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
But it's making him less of a husband for you.
And remember that cheating, everyone defines cheating as differently. One of my girlfriends decided that her husband was cheating on her with his truck because he was out in the garage more than he was with her. So at the same time, it could just be that he's dedicated more to his work than he is to you.
And Bill Clinton had his own definition of what cheating was. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Yep. Everybody's perception is different. I feel, though, that the online world can be so seductive, and it can cause a lot of issues in relationships if people aren't careful.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It's only made it harder on relationships. It's pretty sad, but it has. It's only... We have to go to break,
but I would love for you to call us again, like, say, next Friday, if you have the opportunity.
Oh, I think next Friday things might be hopefully better.
I mean, with my marriage.
But yes, this weekend is going to be very interesting for me. All right. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Well, boy, see, now this is where you start getting clarity about your relationships is through readings like this. And it is, well, let's go ahead.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks. See you soon.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Peck. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Today's topic is, can social media ruin our real-life relationships?
Well, let's try to, in this last segment, let's shoot for no, it won't ruin our relationships, because we have brought you some very cool tips on how to break that connection or the addiction to social media that we found in Real Simple Magazine. Now, a lot of you are going to start rolling your eyes. I want you to remember, nine times makes a habit. So as I go through these, just kind of consider it. Consider it. For instance, there's a lot of ways that we can start to reconnect in an old-fashioned, more personal way. For instance, one of the points here is start writing more. And text less. Start writing letters the old-fashioned way. And I'm thinking, even myself, oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll use a font that is in cursive.
I actually used to do that when I was on deployment. I would write home actual real letters.
Real letters. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. There really is. You know, you can put so much more into a letter. And one thing they're saying here, write letters for no particular reason. We had a previous guest.
Yes.
Performance coach from New York City who had told us that send a friend the name of a book that you've read and say, I thought about you and thought you might really like this. Now, of course, it still seems really old school, you know, but people might go, oh, look what's in my snail mail. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Considering most people only get bills.
And even a lot of those are starting to come over the internet.
Yes.
Also, bring back personalized stationery. I guess it's out there. Maybe at Hallmark?
Maybe.
Spend time with older people. Now, this is something, come on a minute, we don't do.
No, we don't.
We don't. We need to do that. They are such a wonderful, well, I like to call this like a rich, deep well of the past. I would love to. And I do often sit down with people that grew up in this particular area of Virginia Beach. I love hearing about the 40s and the 50s. And life here was pretty wild. Mm-hmm. So do you have anything to... Another thing they say is take care of the sick. Or babysit children.
Yeah, you know how to do that.
One thing Daryl and I started to do, and we really should get back to this sometime soon, is reading aloud to each other. You know, if we had watched a movie about the Jane Austen book club, I don't know if any of you've seen it. It's a great movie, and it really makes you want to sit down and start reading some really good classic books or porn. Who cares? Whatever trips your trigger, read it. Read it out loud together. And somebody else is saying here, bring back old traditions like the welcome wagon. Do you even know what that is? Well, back when I was a young bride in the late 70s, when you moved to a new community, there would be a lady who would show up at your door, and she often carried a basket full of all sorts of invitations and products from the local merchants. And she would come in, and she would go through each item and give you a bunch of gift certificates, and then she'd say, if you need help with anything, call me.
Well, that sounds like my HOA president.
Really?
Yep. An interesting fact here is 21% of cell phone users or internet users in a committed relationship have felt closer to their spouse or partner because of exchanges they've had online or via text message.
Or being able to say, hey, I need you. Call me right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I love that people are taking better care of their children's activities.
Mm-hmm.
We used to watch that internet pedophile program with Hansen.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen. How to Catch a Predator. Predator.
Yeah.
Wow. Just think for those families what's going down into antiquity for their heritage. Yeah.
The funny part was when they'd catch the same guy like two or three times.
Yes. So what we're trying to say here is you have control. And if you don't, it's time for the two of you to sit down and talk. And if you both have to share an account, what is that saying again to everybody else?
Someone that's sharing an account with someone else, one of y'all cheated and got caught.
Yep.
And I could never imagine, you know, sharing, like, say, your account, because I feel that's part of his individuality, mm-hmm. to be out there. And yep. I think we all need a space.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's what we're doing. And Daryl and I are just as much sinners as the rest of you when it comes to making certain mistakes. The thing is, though, you got to learn from it.
Yeah.
You really do.
You really have to.
And learn how to delete your history if you're really a big-time surfer, if you're out there surfing away. Yeah. You don't want other people to come along and they start to put a word in.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen what happens? Mm-hmm. Holy smoke. There can be some really interesting moments coming up as a result of that. So, Stacy, round this out for us. You know, bring us to a point here where we can call it a day on social media. Tell military folks out there that...
be careful what you do on social media because it's going to come back and get you.
Well, one thing you'd said is that it never really goes away. No, my son said this too. He said, Facebook tricks you and says, do you want to delete this? But it never gets deleted. Mm-hmm.
Just go somewhere else and someone else can dig it up again.
Yep.
And be careful what you're posting.
Oh,
pictures of your children.
Yep.
Some people...
And when the worst thing on Facebook is that check-in button because it tells other people that you're not at your house. So what does that do?
Oh, gosh, I never thought of that.
It'll be like, hey, this person's not at home. So now all their valuables are left at home unguarded or, you know, you've got that stalker person that's out there that's got another account that can get onto yours, and all of a sudden they're showing up at places that you're at.
Also, what happened to me was somebody hacked my Facebook and started sending messages saying I was in Europe and had been mugged,
mm-hmm.
and I needed them right away to quick send like $1,000 to be able to get me out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know what Facebook does now, but back then they contacted you to find out, you know, are you really over in France somewhere? And it turned out that a lot of people have sent money to these scams, mm-hmm. so be careful. Be very careful. Now, Daryl, it is app time. Ta-da!
All right. For those of you who want to kind of delve into this a little bit with us, how do we do the cards? We have an app out there. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. You go to your app store. It's free. It's highly accurate. May not always give you the answer you're looking for at that very moment.
But it'll ring true later.
But it'll ring true sometime later. Isn't always rainbows and unicorns. Sometimes it's mud and dirt. But, yeah,
but it can be a very helpful tool. For instance, if you're going into a business meeting, you'll find out what the focus is. If you're auditioning, if you are doing a job interview, if you're going on a date, I mean, there's many, many useful, you know, a lot of useful potential for this type of app. Free, get it, Psychic Love Doctor. And, of course, join us next Friday when we will still be here, same time, same channel.
Yep.
And Stacy Ketz-Deaver, it's been wonderful to have you in the house.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
She's reachable on Facebook, correct, at Readings by Stacy.
All right, let's wrap it up with your favorite ending.
Oh, in the words of my grandmother, she always said, to dream is to believe, and once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody.
All right,
love you.
Have a great week, folks. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.